Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. So let it be even this morning as we take a look at all these exceeding great and precious promises that you have given us, allowing us to become more and more like you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is part three of exceeding great and precious promises. I mean, that's how many they are. We just couldn't do them all at once. You know, so quick recap of the things that we have done. We've spoken about the promises of God in the Bible. First, you must know that it is promised. Otherwise, it's not a promise. A promise is not a promise unless you know that it was promised. That's number one. Number two, it must be mixed with faith in our hearts for it to do us any good. And then we talked about various kinds of promises and different categories. We talked about conditional, unconditional. Then we broke it down into the different categories of promises for us. We've talked about, you know, promises for salvation, for forgiveness and eternal life. That was part one. You know, part two, yesterday, we talked about healing and health, rest and peace. That was part two. Today, we're going to talk about protection and deliverance. That's what we're talking about today. These are promises that we need, especially in the day that we are in. Powerful promises from the scriptures. A reminder and an aid for us to have these promises, you know, at our fingertips, and more particularly in our mouth. This word of the Lord shall not depart from thy mouth. Praise the Lord. So that's the what we're going to be doing today, and I'm going to get right to it. Protection and deliverance. I'm going to just go through promises in the Bible that deal with this topic. And we will also, you know, say some words to encourage us along the way. So get ready as we start. I will pull up first here Exodus chapter 12. And verse 13, powerful scripture that in the land of Egypt, upon the day that God will send the destroyer to destroy all the firstborn in the land, the Lord spoke to them a powerful promise depicting for us what we now have even in the blood of Jesus. He asked them to put the blood, you know, one lamb for a house. And smite upon the, strike upon the doorposts, the blood, and all of that. And when I see the blood, glory to God, I will instruct the devourer to pass over you. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13. And everyone that was in the house that had the blood on the doorposts were protected when the destroyer passed over. Hallelujah. When the destroyer passed through the land, it passed over that land, that house, and didn't come near them. And if any of the Egyptians' firstborn had been in any one of those houses inside the house with the blood, though he was an Egyptian, he would have been saved because he said, all I will do is look at the blood on the house and I will move on. You know, pass over. The angel of destruction would not touch anything that's under that blood. So that begins to tell us how powerful that blood of Jesus now that we have can be for us. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. The Lord is with you. Even the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with you. Be not afraid, because he will not fail you, neither will he forsake you. He will be with you to protect you and to deliver you. That's Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Hallelujah. Psalm 5 and verse 11. The Lord will defend all those that put their trust in him. I'm paraphrasing some of these verses. Some of them I will actually stop and read them out in full. Others I may just paraphrase. The Lord will defend those that put their trust in him. That's Psalm 5 and verse 11. Here is Psalm 12 verse 5. I want to read this one. Gives us a powerful promise, you know, against, you know, oppression and oppressive spirits. Powerful stuff. You know, so remember, the topic today is protection and deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, for the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy, when people, you know, are crying and suffering and tormented, but they must cry unto the Lord. The Lord said, for their oppression and for their sign, now will I arise, saith the Lord. And I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The one that's been buffeting you, the one that's been, you know, striking at you and so forth. The Lord said, for that, for your sign, for the oppression, I will now arise. Glory to God. And I will set you in safety. I will protect you from the fury of the oppressor, pretty much. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Well, let's move on. Psalm 23, verse 4. Famous psalm. In fact, Psalm 23 was where we started a few days ago with the all of the, you know, redemptive names of the Lord that's embedded in that psalm. You know, and it talks about, you know, God will protect you from the fear of evil. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's with me. And his rod and his staff doth comfort me. Powerful stuff. You know, as we go through Psalm 34 and verse 19. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear the Lord and delivereth him. You know, anyone that fears the Lord, the angel of the Lord be around you and deliver you from all your troubles and all the attack of the enemy. Powerful promises here today. Psalm 46 and verse 1. The Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. The Lord is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled and rage and mountains shake and swell and all that. We will be still praising the Lord, because the Lord is our refuge. He's also our strength. When your strength is weak, you lean upon the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God and the people of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Powerful promises here this morning. Psalm 91, which everybody loves this psalm. I want to read several verses out of this one. It's a psalm of protection and it's a psalm of deliverance. Hallelujah. But it starts out with a secret. You know, the secret is for us to know how to get in with the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, why is it a secret place? It means that people are not finding it. Otherwise, it will not be a secret place. But it's secret because people are not seeking him out even to find his presence. But if you do it in praising the Lord and repeating his word, he'll be right there with you. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Powerful stuff in this psalm. He's my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely, now here's a point blank promise. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. When there be pestilence in the land, when there be mildew or blasting or any other thing or pandemic or whatever, he says he will deliver you. Surely he will deliver you from all these things. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, no matter what's going on, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Sounds like bullets and things like that. You will not be afraid of them. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Even when there are things released into the atmosphere, biochemical weapons or whatever, or any other such thing. it's not going to come near you. He said, thou won't be afraid of him. Pestilence that walketh in darkness, destruction that wasted at noonday, cause 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. That's a powerful promise. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. You turn on the news, you see it there, you hear it here and there, but it will not come near you. Now, here's the reason why it won't come near you. And this goes right with our lesson today. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, he said, even the Most High, your habitation. When you are dwelling inside of him, it's like a mighty fortress for you. You are dwelling in the fortress, nothing can break through. Therefore, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling, which is the Lord. When you are dwelling inside of him, he is your shield, is your fortress, is your high tower, and is your buckler. And he will give his angels. It's a point blank promise right here too. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Well, if just one angel had a charge over you, you are secure, let alone angels, plural. Shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now that is all your ways, not some of your ways. That's all your ways. No matter where you are upon the face of the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. They will bear you up in their hands. Hallelujah. Lest thou dash thy foot against this. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, for us to be so precious that more than one angel can even attend to you. My goodness. Glory to God. You will tread upon the lion, the adder, young lion and dragon that represent, satanic forces. You tread upon them. Every satanic altar that's pitched against you, you tread upon them by the power of the Lord. Glory to God. And here's what the Lord said about those that love him. He said, because this person has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. So we're talking about protection and deliverance. When you love the Lord and your affection is set upon him, he will deliver you. This is a point blank promise. I will set him up on high because he has known my name. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. When he calls upon me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him. That's a promise of deliverance. I will deliver him because he has known my name. And after I deliver him, I will also honor him. Glory to God. And I will give him long life. Hallelujah. With long life will I satisfy him. Don't be satisfied with short life. The Lord promised long life right here. I will satisfy him with long life. And I will show him my salvation. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's look at Psalm 107 and verse 20. God's word is able not only to heal you, but also to deliver you out of all your troubles. Because what he has done before is able to do again. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He sent his word and healed them. We used this verse yesterday when we talked about healing through God's word. But also, it brings deliverance. The word of God also delivered them from their destructions. Hallelujah. So the word of God is so powerful in so many aspects. And here is Psalm 121. This is the song that I was playing earlier at the beginning of this room. Powerful stuff. And if you latch on to this in any day and at any time, latch on to these promises. They are powerful. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Remember, vain is the help of man. The man that puts his trust in men or chariots or horses, they're not going to get very far. But when you put your trust in the Lord, those others may fall, but you will be standing upright in the name of the Lord. That's all written in Psalm 20. He will not suffer. He said, my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. That's a promise. For he that keepeth thee will neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. Now the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. That means nothing can take him unawares. When he's protecting you, he got you covered. Hallelujah. The sun even shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Adverse weather patterns will not even hurt you. Glory to God. You know, whether the sun is blazing hot, scorching or whatever, no matter what's going on, even in the weather, the Lord will protect you. He shall preserve thy soul. He said he will preserve thee from all evil. And he shall preserve thy soul. He will preserve you, body, soul, and spirit, blameless unto his coming. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore. So you can claim this promise every single day. You can stand in your altar of prayer in your house and say, the Lord will preserve my going out and my coming in this very day. And then you can step out by faith. You can release the same prayer upon your children and your loved ones. You all can step out by faith because he will watch over that word to perform it. He will preserve your soul. He will preserve thy going out and thy coming in. You will not be found where trouble is determined. If the Lord determined that there will be destruction in one place, he will keep you from that place. If the destruction cannot but happen, then he will keep you from there. Otherwise, he will protect you. Hallelujah. One way or another, he will preserve thy going out and thy coming in. That's so beautiful. You know, we can show forth his loving kindness every morning. And when you come back, you can show forth his faithfulness to his word in preserving us throughout the day. Powerful promises that the Lord gives us here. So let's enjoy his promise and let's believe the Lord with it. Here's another powerful promise, protection from trouble and from the onslaught of your enemies, whether they be spiritual, physical, or whatever enemies. Psalm 138 and verse 7. Wow. Powerful stuff here. I hope you're taking notes, adding these promises to your knowledge bank will help you, because the Bible says, Jesus said it himself, it is the truth that you know that can set you free. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, glory to God, thou wilt revive me, and thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies. Hallelujah. And thy right hand shall save me. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. And the next verse is one that most people are more familiar with. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Hallelujah. But before that verse, the previous one says, no matter what situation you find yourself in, the Lord will revive you. Even when it looks like you're cut down, the Lord will revive you. And he will be wrath against the Lord himself will be wrath against the wrath of your enemies. He will stand up on your behalf and he will fight for you, and his right hand will save you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful. Powerful promises. In the book of Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 21, this even talks about the protection and deliverance for your children. It says, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Hallelujah. You can claim that promise at any time. You know, for your children, whether they are home, whether they've moved away from home, whether they live in the same city with you, or some other city or state or even some other country. It makes the Lord no difference. This scripture promises that they, as long as they are your children and you yourself are righteous in the Lord will deliver them. Glory to God. And anytime you pray for them, if they call you and they say they are in any kind of difficulty, you go to the Lord with this word and say, according to thy word, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. The Lord said, plead with me, declare thy cause. Let us plead it together that you may be justified. And when we put the promises to God like that, he will do it too. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. This is one that many people know as well. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and he is safe. Now, so you run into that name at any time. Powerful. When you use that name of Jesus, many people have testimony about this. When you use that name of Jesus, glory to God. When you call upon that name, there is deliverance in that name. Thank you, Jesus. Call upon that name. Call upon that name. Anywhere you are, even right now, call upon that name. Hallelujah. Just call upon the name. Always call upon the name of the Lord. You know, any time that you can call upon his name, it brings deliverance. Deliverance when you are in trouble. Deliverance when you are about to get into a crash or an accident. You know, deliverance, I mean, we've heard many testimonies. Deliverance anytime we use his name. You know, deliverance through the name of Jesus. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. Joel chapter 2 and verse 32 says that it will come to pass. That means wherever you are at any time, it is a guarantee that if you shall call upon the name of the Lord, you will be delivered. For in Mount Zion, hallelujah, glory to God, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. Well, we are the spiritual Mount Zion today. Glory to God. So call upon the name of the Lord in confidence. You will be delivered. As a matter of fact, I believe that Acts chapter 2, verse 21 may have quoted the same thing. You know, saying, it shall come to pass that everyone that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved or shall be delivered. Hallelujah. So, Jesus, the name of Jesus, powerful name, more powerful and more potent than any name, according to Philippians chapter 2, within verses 5 to 9. God has highly exalted him because of his perfect submission and obedience and giving him a name that is above every name. Glory to God. That at the name of Jesus, no matter what it is, if it has a name, unless it has no name, if the thing has a name, then the name of the Lord is higher. Trouble has a name. Sickness, every sickness and every disease, they all have names. Maybe cancer, it may be leukemia, it may be heart trouble, it may be oppression, it may be diabetes, it may be whatever that the thing we call it. You know, any form of sickness or disease that has a name, mental illness, everything else, they all have names. And if they have a name, then the name of Jesus is greater. God has given him a name that is above every name. Oh, glory to God. And if you use that name in confidence, it shall come to pass. Whenever you call upon that name, you will be delivered. That's a point blank promise. You'll find that in Joel chapter 2, you know, that we just read. And also Acts chapter 2. And verse 31. Glory to God. So, let's believe the Lord. Joel 2:32 and Acts 2:21. Whosoever shall call upon his name, they shall be delivered. Praise God. Well, let's look at a few more promises here. In the book of John, chapter 10. Glory to God. Jesus gave these promises himself. Between verses 27 and 30, he talks about the protection that he guarantees for the people, his people, that he calls his sheep. Hallelujah. And we covered this before also, you know, when we talked about peace and rest. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. But this is the part that I want to call out for this lesson today. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's his protection. Guaranteed. You're not going anywhere. He got you. Glory to God. Nothing can pluck you out of his hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hands. You know, so he got you covered. You know, he's talking that God's got you in his hands. And he's saying, I also got you in my hands. We got you covered. There's no place for the devil. He cannot pluck any of you out of his hands. And he drops down here and says, I and my Father are one. So anytime I tell you my Father will do something, and I tell you that I will do the same thing, that's because I and my Father are one. Glory to God. Powerful stuff. You know, believe on these words and use them daily. They are simple. It's nothing new that you've never known before, but we're calling them out as promises for you that you add, you know, to your arsenal against the devil. Glory to God. Now, Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. You know, this text also gives us powerful admonitions of God's guarantee of victory. No matter what, no matter, he will protect you and he will deliver you. It says the next few verses that I'm going to give, it's about that. No matter what the enemy throws about you, and at you, you know, kitchen sink and all, you know, God will protect you and he will give you the victory. This one says you are more than a conqueror in Christ. Through Christ, Romans 8, 37 say you are more than a conqueror. I mean, listen to all the things that, you know, Paul says there. He talks about being persuaded. And that's Paul's testimony. So I stop to ask you, are you persuaded? Is it your testimony that you know that the Lord is able to deliver you? He said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor death, when I'm up or down, doesn't make any difference, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Are you thus persuaded? Is this your testimony as well? And do you know that in all things, you are more than a conqueror through Christ who loved us, gave himself for us? Who or what shall separate us from the love of God? He got you covered. Neither tribulation nor distress, persecution or famine, nakedness or peril, the sword or anything else. Through all these things, you are more than conquerors through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 20, powerful promise of victory at the last. No matter how long the struggle takes, he says here that the God of peace himself shall bruise the devil under your feet shortly. That's a powerful promise. Romans 6:20. Remember to use that in your battles and say, Lord, you said you will bruise the devil under my feet. Hallelujah. So every opportunity that comes your way, I mean, every challenge or trouble that comes your way is an opportunity for you to see this scripture fulfilled, because the Lord will indeed bruise that devil under your feet shortly. You may take a little, you know, you may have to endure a little bit, but ultimately you will come out the winner. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. Let us praise him who has delivered us from all things in the past. He has delivered us from so great a death. He is delivering us even right now and will yet deliver us. You know, so this covers past, present, and future. The great deliverances of our God. You look back in your life, you see what he has already done in the past. You look now and see what he's doing, and there's a promise that he will yet do it. Glory to God. You know, he has delivered us from so great a death. He does deliver and will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. It's 2 Corinthians 1 and 10. And here is one that gives us an assurance that no matter what, he will always cause us to triumph. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. God will always cause you to triumph in Christ. And now, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. He got your back and he's got you. Glory to God. And I love this one in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Again, this is the same thing. No matter what the devil throws at you, God is got you. He will make you bounce back. Let's read how, you know, Paul puts it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read verses 8 and 9. We are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. Hallelujah. Are you distressed in your troubles? Well, draw strength from this. There are others that have been troubled on every side. You're not the first, and you won't be the last. And these people had testimony of God's sustenance through all of these things, and so can you. We are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. And sometimes you look like you are cast down also, but not destroyed. Remember, Micah chapter 7 and 8 says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. And I'm cast down, but I cannot be destroyed. I'm going to get up again. Hallelujah. No matter what the devil throws at you, the Lord will protect you. And you come out the winner. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. It's another powerful declaration here. And if you believe it, it can work for you just the same. Hallelujah. You know, Paul was giving a testimony of all the things that happened to him, how even nobody stood with him at first. He said, all men forsook me and all of that, you know, and so on. You know, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and he strengthened me. That by me, the preaching might be fully known and so on. And then he said, here's his own declaration. Now, may this be your declaration and your posture of confidence in the Lord as well. And the Lord shall deliver me, he said, from every evil work. Glory to God. And he will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. You know, between now and then, no matter how long it takes, hallelujah, he will preserve me. He will deliver me from every attack of the devil. And there will be many, because Jesus said it himself. In the world, ye shall have tribulation. John 16 and 33. You know, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world on your behalf. Hallelujah. So the Lord, he said, shall deliver you from every evil work. I mean, if these are not enough promises to make you stand upright and not be bent over, then I don't know what else we need. And I can go on and on and on, but I want to take a few minutes to pray. There are so many promises that we have read here. And what do these promises mean for us? Well, let's go back to how we started. Second Peter, you know, we read from chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. You know, and it tells us that you know, according as his divine, God's divine power has given unto us, glory to God, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. That tells us that you got to know these things. This is what I said also at the beginning, that it is not a promise unto you. If you did not know, it was promised. Somebody can make a promise, and if you didn't know they promised it, then it's not a promise for you. So, you know, you got to know these promises. And it's through the knowledge, that's how you know them. You know, whereby are given unto us through this knowledge. That's why we're calling out these promises. They're given unto us exceeding. I mean, they're not just great, but they exceed. I mean, there are some things that God uses the word exceed about. You know, he uses the word, the same word about his ability to meet your needs or anything you can think of. Ephesians 3 and 20 says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think. Here he uses the same word. You know, he's able and he has given us exceeding. That means overabundance. That means running over. Exceeding great and precious promises. That by these, we might be partakers of the divine nature. And we read also in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Yeah, this is the summary of everything concerning God's promises. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verses 19 and 20. This is God's word is not a yo-yo up and down. No. It is not like that. His word is yea and amen. Hallelujah. He said, look, the gospel and the things that we preached among you, and he named even some of his companions, you know, that preached with him. You know, he said, look, this thing was not up and down. Glory to God. But the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, that's 2 Corinthians 1 and 19, even by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, it wasn't yea and nay, up and down, yes and no, yo, yo, no. But in him was yea. Hallelujah. And for all the promises of God, in him are ye, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Today is about God's protection. You know, and you can find more promises in the Bible yourself. You know, there's no way that I could have covered them all. I just picked out some here and there, here and there, here and there. You know, and here we are now. We're going to pray using these promises. Hallelujah. Now, if you know these promises, then use them from time to time when you find yourself in trouble of any kind. For instance, the one that we read in Psalm 46 that said, you know, the Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. If the Lord helps you, then you are helped. Glory to God. He is our Ebenezer, the stone of our help. You know, when he helps you, you are helped. When he stretches out his hand to deliver you, you are delivered. When he wants to save you and moves in that direction, you are saved. Hallelujah. When he's trying to protect you, you will be protected. Because he has the ability, and he's your superior shield. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, righteous run into it, and we are saved. You can go on and claim any of these promises that we threw out today concerning your protection and your deliverance, both for you and for your children. There's a few more aspects of God's promises that I will be covering in the next day or so, you know, and, you know, so next time we may cover, we still got prosperity, we got restoration, we got favor, we got guidance, we got promises for our children. I mean, I just on and on and on. Hundreds, literally hundreds of promises about various things. I just pick out a few here and there. And we're going to try to cover them all and admonish ourselves. Right now, I want to pray over the room for your protection. And I want to use Psalm 121 and also Psalm 91. Pray the prayer of protection over you and deliverance for you and yours, according unto all the things that we have read in His Word today. Hallelujah. So join me and let's pray together. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. I pray over this room today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for these great promises that you have given us. Through them, we get closer and closer to the divine nature. We begin to believe you more and more, and we get more and more victories. I declare to everyone that's in the room today, glory to God. I declare to you that the Lord is your help, according to Psalm 121. Lift up your head and your eyes, even today, unto the Lord, for His help is the only one that is secure. Vain is the help of man, and your help truly cometh from the Lord. He is the Lord that made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. I pray in the name of Jesus, you know, if you are on shaky ground, and it seems as if, you know, you're on slippery slopes, the Lord said, I will not suffer your foot to be moved. Be planted on that rock of ages, and He will secure. It's an anchor that reaches onto eternal life. I pray for every one of you today in the name of the Lord. Remember, He will never sleep. He will never slumber. He is never weary. He does not faint. He is not tired. And so nothing can catch Him off guard. He got you. Hallelujah. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He that keepeth you, put your name there, shall never sleep nor slumber. The Lord is your keeper. And I pray and release this prayer for you today. He will keep you from all evil. He will be your shade. He will not allow even the weather, harsh weather or anything to smite you. He will preserve you from all evil. Glory to God. He will preserve thy soul. Hallelujah. Even from emotional distress, from heartbrokenness and all of these things, He will preserve you in the name of Jesus. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. As you make the Lord your hiding place, glory to God, as you make Him your hiding place in repeating His word and praising Him all the time, repeating all these promises that we have covered today and praising Him through any situation, you can also boldly say, He is my refuge. Hallelujah. He is my fortress and my God. May the Lord continue to show Himself strong on your behalf. May you see Him daily as your refuge and your fortress. Hallelujah. The Lord said He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. So if there's any traps, that's a snare, any traps that the enemy has set for you, you'll be clean escaped in the name of Jesus. Wherever that viper is coiled up, ready to strike, God will be your shield and you will be clean escaped. Remember the eyes of the eagle, he's seen it all. You know, the Bible says that, you know, in vain is any trap or snare set in open sight of any bird. If you're trying to catch a bird and it's looking at you and you put a snare there, it's in vain. So the devil is trying to put a snare, but it's in vain because the Lord's eyes are looking. Hallelujah. The Lord can see it and He will deliver you from the snare you know, of the fowler, the trap that they are trying to set to catch the bird, you know, you are a bird that cannot be caught. You are an eagle that can fly. You can't cage the eagle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You fly in Jesus' name. The Lord will deliver you from every pestilence, every mildew, every blasting, every pandemic or whatever is in the land. He said that you may know how that the Lord doth make a differentiation between you and the rest of the world. He did that in Egypt between the children of Israel and Egypt. He made a differentiation. The Lord will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will trust. Hallelujah. And I come against the spirit of fear. We have read today many promises that say, I will not fear. Not even the onslaught of the devil, because the Lord's got me in his hands. The Lord will deliver you from fear. When you are in trouble, he will be there for you. When you pass through anything, you are coming out on the other side. Don't worry about it. He got you. Glory to God. Whatever you are passing through right now, the Lord's got you in his hands. You know, terror by night, arrows that fly by day, bullets and everything, hate crime and all of that will not come near you. God will protect you. And random violence and wickedness, you know, spiritual wickedness in high places that just try to snuff the life out of people, it will not come near you in the name of Jesus, because the Lord has put a shield around you. He has given his angels charge over you, keep you in all your ways. He will protect you. And he will deliver you from every evil work. And he will preserve you unto his heavenly kingdom. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Because you have made the Lord your refuge. And you have made the Most High your habitation. Nothing can enter and penetrate through that habitation. He's like a fortress. And he is your shield. He's your buckler. And he will give his angels charge over you all the time to guide you, to keep you, to lift you up and bear you up on their hands so that you will not trip, dash your foot against a stone. You will not, you know, be destroyed by any plan of the enemy. The Lord is with you in Jesus' name. And if God be with you, then who or what can be against you? Hallelujah. Therefore, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and everything that be bowed down, lift them up. Let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord, mighty in battle. He will fight for you. He will deliver you. He said in Deuteronomy 31 and 6, you know, fear not, for it is the Lord thy God that doth go before you. He will never fail you. Neither will he forsake you. Glory to God. He will go with you everywhere you go. He will not fail you and he will not forsake you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 8 of the same chapter also says, and the Lord, that's Deuteronomy 31 verses 6 and 8. And the Lord, he is that doth go before you. He will be with you. And he will not fail you. Neither will he forsake you. Fear not and be not dismayed. Give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, all the glory. You know, let the people shout amen to the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.